This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Still turning around and around and around. And here we are on the DJV program at the top of our game. Right there on the top, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Yes, we're working. I always object to that word, even though I say it. Not too much work involved. Oh, it's a job. Yes, we can actually put the... You can put the pedal to the metal on the job thing. Last night was to say to you, because today is Friday, the 1st of November. Last night was Halloween. And most locations, some people have put off their Halloween events until the weekend. I was looking around at some of the most outrageous, the silliest, the most foolish, I don't know, the goriest, ghoulish. Is there a word, ghoulish, ghouls? Outfits.
Ghoulish?
Hi. Heidi Klum, apparently.
She goes crazy every year.
She's nuts, yeah.
She's a big fan. She has a huge party every year.
Yeah. She's got lots of followers, too. Millions of followers. Big party.
Wasn't she dressed as a firework this year?
I didn't actually look at her costume. I just saw a deformed face and some other prosthetics. But, yeah, she goes big.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she looks great. Every year she
really does
go all out.
Did you see the year? It was like 2 years ago where she had like seven other women who were dressed exactly like her and prosthetics on their face to look just like her, and they just went around like a group of eight Heidi Klums all night. That was kind of funny.
Really? All right, we'll talk about what sort of stories there are. But the trick-or-treat was in Washington yesterday, as it often is. I thought it was interesting, Jennifer and Victoria, that the Democrats said, some of them said it was a sad day for America. I thought it was a sad day for Democrats. But why don't you give us the in between the lines, Jennifer?
Well, yeah, you're right. Nancy Pelosi said that this is a prayerful day, even though I think she was probably out celebrating. But in any case, back in March, Nancy Pelosi said she wouldn't pursue impeachment until, or a formal inquiry, until she had members of both sides of the aisle, until it was a bipartisan push for impeachment. And she ended up taking that vote yesterday. It was clearly not a bipartisan push for impeachment. In fact, this was sharply divided along party lines. The only Republicans voted for impeachment. One independent, Justin Amash, who was a Republican, he's now an independent, voted with Democrats. And then two Democrats actually voted with Republicans, one from New Jersey and I think one from Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken, voted with Republicans. They were the only two Democrats who kind of defected from the majority party. And what this vote does, that Nancy Pelosi needed 217 votes to make this official. She got 232, which reflects the majority that she has in the House, to 196. And this now kind of, this vote happened because of the pressure put on by Republicans. I remember a couple of weeks ago or last week we talked about those 30 Republican congressmen who walked down the stairs and stormed Adam Schiff's skiff during one of these proceedings. So this now kind of puts the public phase into motion. It formalizes an investigation. This wasn't a vote on impeachment. So that means that more of the hearings will be done in the light of day. But Republicans who had pushed for this are still really upset, because the way Democrats set up the rules is not like Republicans set up the rules for Bill Clinton back in 1996. They're giving Republicans, the minority party, subpoena power, but if they want to issue a subpoena or if they want to call a witness, Adam Schiff has to sign off on that person. And Adam Schiff is probably one of the most highly partisan people sitting in Congress at this point right now. It also prevents some access to President Trump's legal team and really prevents due process as part of this investigation. Back in 1996, which we look at a lot, Republicans did go after Bill Clinton, and whether you agree with that or not, at least they extended due process to him so his legal team could be fully aware of the investigation and be a part of it.
All right.
And Democrats had the ability to subpoena and call witnesses. is.
What is this doing to help the country? That's the question I ask of anybody, everybody. How does this help the United States of America? The Democrats are helping themselves. The Republicans aren't helping.
But you're assuming that he's completely innocent, though, Doug.
No, I'm not assuming anything.
That.
No,
well, but you are.
You didn't hear me say that. No, I'm not.
Well, then how are they not supposed to go after this?
They aren't supposed to because it doesn't do any good. It doesn't do anything except create a hubbub, waste a lot of money. They're not going to get him out, and they know they're not going to get him out. So what they have done here is create a circus around a guy who has enough of a circus around him to begin with. The whole thing is a damnable circus. The government is a joke. And so is all of this foolishness that goes, that is from end to end, day in, day out, upside down, inside out. It's just, meanwhile, the economy, no matter how you look at the numbers, is pretty strong and probably likely to stay that way in the next year. There are some people who think that a recession is on its way. But when you look at people and how they vote, again, once again, I think the Democrats overplay their hand, as was the case when the Republicans did the same thing with Clinton, whether you want to take the nuance of how they did this little procedure, that little procedure. That
well,
was no good for the country then, and this is no good for the country now. It is.
Well, but you know what? I disagree in the sense that this may put them all out of office, and then that's on them. That's fine. But to let a president, any president, go unchecked with power and impropriety, whatever may have happened, I don't know. The jury is out for me personally. I don't know. I haven't seen the evidence yet. But if there is something there, then it is their job, whether it costs them their political careers or not. Not, doesn't matter. It is their job to bring up charges. That's what impeachment actually means, to bring up charges. So if that is the case, then they have to follow the law. I think it's, you know, yeah, it's not going to get him out of office. We all agree on that, sure. But I do think that, like, we do have to do the right thing along the way. And if it costs them political careers, I think they're all aware of that. I don't think that anyone thinks they're going to get reelected on this.
I wish it was for the right reason. Congress has the is supposed to perform oversight and checks and balances, and that is true. But the problem is that this is being done behind closed doors. It's not being done fairly, and evidence
well,
is being
created. Now it's
going to
be all in the open, right?
Well, not all of it, because that's not the rules of the Democrats. The Democrats are going to protect this investigation. They're going to leak out the stories that they want. And the reason that they're doing this is that they want to damage Trump in 2020. They know they're not going to get him out of office. So they want to damage him because they know they don't have a strong candidate that can really beat him in the next year. And so, look, if the White House, whoever sits in that office is more important to me than any politician, but when you have a year left on an election, you have a transcript and you have a lot of kind of grabbing at straws. It doesn't seem to be the right move for the country when you hire people in Congress to represent you. They're doing nothing for the next year except impeaching the president. And that's not helping anybody. It's not helping the country.
I agree.
It's not,
I know.
It's not doing anything. And by not making this a fair process, Doug's right, this is going to hurt them probably more than anybody else.
And I think that they must know that. I think that's why Nancy Pelosi didn't want to push forward with this unless she knew that there was really something there. But there is some pretty damning testimony that's already come out.
Yeah.
So whatever happens.
But the only stuff you're hearing about, see, this is what's so important. The only things you're hearing about, it's not from reporters actually hearing it first. It's from Adam Schiff's leaks. That's the problem. The testimony that you're hearing about has been vetted through the mouth of Adam Schiff, because that's the only way that information is getting out there. And that is the problem in itself, because there is an argument being made by Republicans who have been privy to this testimony that what is being reported on in the media, what's being told to the media, is not what's happening, because they're drafting a storyline. They're drafting a narrative. And the only thing that we've seen that exists is a transcript that President Trump released and Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, saying he never felt under pressure. He didn't know aid was being withheld. Those are the only two pieces of real information that we have. And everything there looks
true.
Like nothing.
Because apparently
well, it is true. It's the only evidence we have.
The transcript. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know it's a mess, but at the same time, like you said, Congress's job is the checks and balances. So if this all ends up being nothing, then shame on them for pursuing something without having their facts first, and they'll be voted out of office, and I don't care about any of them. I don't. It's just, I don't think it's right, though, for us to just blindly say, oh, well, if he did something wrong, it doesn't matter. They're not going to get rid of him anyway.
No,
we shouldn't move forward.
Only one. I didn't say that either. One of the things that is troubling about this is how divisive the country, and that starts, in my opinion, with Trump himself. Trump is a divider. He's not a uniter.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that Bush used to say he was a uniter. He wasn't. I don't think Obama. I don't think any of these people have been
uniters.
Well,
that's what, uniters. I mean, and that's just it, is that everybody says Trump's not uniting anybody. Trump's a symptom of a divided country.
Yep.
What I think is glaring, and he's never promised to unite us, but you know who has? All of these people who ran last year, all of these Democrats that we want to run again, we want to represent you, want to unite the country, they are not uniting the country with a push to impeachment, clearly.
It's interesting that Ivanka Trump wrote a letter using the words of Thomas Jefferson. She actually, this was from Jefferson to his daughter, whose name was Martha, during the election of 1801, which was a mess. She writes, surrounded by enemies and spies, catching and perverting every word that falls from my lips or flows from my pen, and inventing where facts fail them. That's part of what she said. I'm not going to quote the whole thing, but she responded, some things never change, Dad. And that was sort of, that's what she posted. And I think it does have a ring to it. So it is what it is. And we can spend days, weeks, months, years. It is our obligation to talk about most of the things that have impact on our lives here. I think most of them do have impact on their lives. I don't see this. This impacts my life in the sense that I have to talk about it on the air. Does it impact me personally? Not at all. I don't think it impacts anybody who's here. It just becomes a matter of
conversation. Nothing's getting done legislatively.
The only thing that is getting done, Jennifer, are things that are being, and this is where I really object to what's going on. You heard me talk yesterday about what the Department of Agriculture released on Wednesday as to rules for growing, transporting, processing, and selling hemp, which is a product that most Americans, when asked after they've had the experience of using things like CBD oil, want more of. But instead, because of political pressure from mostly Big Pharma, they have made an absolute mess out of this, affecting farmers, affecting where we get our food, affecting the supply chain, affecting all kinds of things that are integral to our lives. This is something that matters to me, and this group of people is so influenced, and it isn't even a partisan thing. It's just the government itself is so corrupt. So I don't trust, frankly, because of these sorts of things, I don't trust that the impeachment, even though I do agree with Victoria that if there are things that are wrong, they need to be righted. But
right. But if there is something there, then let's find out. And if there isn't, then once and for all, let's just find out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, in an overall sense, the everything is, the process of impeachment is corrupt. The people doing it are corrupt, and it isn't just the corruption that surrounds the impeachment. It's the corruption that faces us all every day, looking at these people and how the government is being run. The corruption is, we're up to our eyes in corruption.
You can't trust the process. I mean,
you can't trust anything.
When you've had people shouting for impeachment from day one, it makes it seem like a setup job. And I'm sorry, but that's the truth. When you had someone file articles of impeachment the very first day, it makes you think, maybe they've been after him this whole time.
Well, of course they've been after him. They don't like him because they don't understand him. They don't know they want to control
him.
That's
the only reason they don't like him.
Well, the point is he won, and they don't get to tell me that our votes are invalidated
either,
because of him.
All right, 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ween. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From Brad Paisley as we focus on music here coming up at 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Brad Paisley returning to television the 3rd of next month as part of an upcoming variety show called Brad Paisley Thinks He's Special. That's interesting.
That's cute. He's funny.
It is. The one-hour program set to air on ABC will showcase his humor, his music, and plenty of surprises. He Thinks He's Special includes a versatile lineup of special musical guests that range from country to pop, guests also from the rest of the entertainment world. Kelsey Ballerini will be on it, Tim McGraw, Darius Rucker, Carrie Underwood makes an appearance on the program, as well as Hootie and the Jonas Brothers. Also, let's see, the guest list from ABC's The Bachelor, Chris Harrison. I don't know who he is. Who's Chris Harrison?
He's the host of The Bachelor.
Oh, okay. And Peyton Manning from football. Paisley Special was put together in Nashville. A video clip of that. He promises that the music is going to flip people out. It's a musical showcase. My town, my friends, they're all playing what they wanted to play and playing it their way. Paisley continues, I'm blessed with incredible friends, live in an incredible city that really is booming right now. I think that's true. Nashville is booming. By the end, I think if you watch this program, you're going to want to come to Nashville. I like going to Nashville. I wouldn't want to live there, but it is an interesting... One of the things that makes Nashville, for me anyway, as interesting a city is not only the Ryman and the country music and all that stuff, but Vanderbilt University is quite an attractive school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very campus fabulous. Yeah. Yep. All right, so that's the Brad Paisley story here on the DJB program. Moving now into the world of Journey. Journey apparently is going to hit the road next year for a big North American headlining tour with the Pretenders. The run date's kicking off in May at the Ridgefield, Washington Sunlight Amphitheater. And then it's going to 60 cities across the country, or it wraps up in New York at the Center for the Arts on the 12th of September. It's a long tour. Lots of stops. It's like they have that kind of... are they still... obviously,
really think
they're attracting
huge.
A crowd. Yeah. The show is set to include career-spanning sets of hits by both Journey and The Pretenders, from Don't Stop Believin', Any Way You Want It, Faithfully, to Chrissie Hynde in The Pretenders standards, I'll Stand By You, A Brass in Pocket, Don't Get Me Wrong. This is a great, great song. Thank you, sir. Tickets actually go on sale a week from today. That's interesting. Going out that fast. Pre-sales for American Express cardholders and others begin on Monday, this Monday, 4th of November. So The Pretenders. You know, one of the things that some people may or may not know or have forgotten, the theme song or the theme tune, the theme music that Limbaugh has used since his first day on the air, Rush Limbaugh, is a riff from a Pretenders song. And she's never liked that he uses it, but somehow they haven't been able to get him to stop from using it. So that riff that you hear at the beginning of each program comes from Chrissie Hynde and The Pretenders, and so does most of the music from Journey. I think I almost prefer if I were to... There's, I don't know, I guess they're 50-50 in my mind as far as impact is concerned. So, yeah, it looks like you're right, Victoria. It'd be a pretty good show. This is a very good show. It's called The DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So, if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voting along party lines, the U.S. House has approved a resolution that formalizes public procedures for the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Hours after the vote on the House floor, on The Late Show with host Stephen Colbert, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said,
"It's very sad. We don't want to impeach a president. We don't want the reality that a president has done something that is in violation of the Constitution."
As for Republicans, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called the process a sham. Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls it Soviet style. A new wildfire quickly spreading in Southern California. The Ventura County Fire Department says the Maria Fire has charred over 7,000 acres since breaking out yesterday, and about 7,500 people have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Way to make the biggest difference in your world and our world and the world begins with reaching out and listening. It's much better to listen than it is to talk. You learn more that way, and then you go around, people listen to you, and you have, yee-haw, a conversation. That's what this is about. Friday, the 1st of November, 2019. Two more months to go in the year. Christmas is only, wait for it, 54 days away.
I'm ready.
Pretty exciting, huh? You ready? After
we're
Halloween's
on the Christmas
over.
Christmas music, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I do kind of feel that now that we turn the corner from Halloween, I am a little bit ready for a Hallmark movie.
Really?
I'm a little ready.
Yeah.
Really?
I watched Hocus Pocus last night. Tonight it might be Love Actually. You never know.
That's right. Love Actually is very good. Good stuff here. Let's see what's going on around the country. Remember the controversy over the Keystone Pipeline or all these? We found out, I remember finding out anyway, whether it settled in with all of you or not, how many different pipelines there are around the country that are moving oil from one place to another. There are a lot of them, dozens and dozens and dozens. One of the more controversial ones was this Keystone Pipeline, Victoria, mm-hmm. that apparently has sprung a leak. Sometimes the leaks are because there's a flaw in the pipeline. Other times it comes because people use these pipelines for target practice. And some of the problems
that erupt. I
don't
think that's the case here. I know you mentioned it in Alaska.
So what is the case here?
Yeah, what's the case here? They don't know, actually. They don't know what caused the leak at this point. But it's this is in North Dakota. 383,000 gallons of crude oil have impacted an estimated half acre of wetland, according to the North Dakota environmental regulators. The leak has been contained at this point. They said it's one of the larger spills that's ever happened in the state. The pipeline owner is TC Energy. They shut down the pipeline as soon as the leak was detected. It was a little too late, though, because 383,000 gallons had already spilled out. So they said that they're investigating it, and they do not know the cause of the leak. This is actually not the first leak from the Keystone Pipeline system. The one that just leaked was an addition that was added on to the Keystone Pipeline. Back in 2017, there was a big leak of 407,000 gallons, and that went over agricultural land in South Dakota, and then it spread into a rural area near the North Dakota border. So this pipeline has already – these are two major leaks that have happened from this one pipeline. I'm sure this is going to kick up maybe another round of protests, and which is what we saw happen when the addition was built. Now, this was something that day one of President Trump's administration, he gave them the okay and gave them the permit to do this. Obama had denied the permit because of the damage it would do to the land. So we'll see where we're left now. I'm sure environmental people are, rightfully so, are going to be up in arms over this.
Well,
because this gets into the waterways and then the wildlife and everything around it. So the damage is probably not, it won't be known for a while what actually happened or what the impact was.
And it won't be followed by the news media, because now that the spill is actually over, there's no follow up. There's more, no more.
There are some independent news organizations, though, I've read that have followed up on this stuff. But the major, look, the impeachment is sucking all the oxygen out of the room. So mm-hmm. There are a lot of other important stories happening, not just here in the country, but around the world. And it's not the journalist's fault. It's whoever is in charge of the websites who wants to get as many clicks as possible. So clicks and selling ads, it takes precedence over journalism and stories that people should know about.
Journalism is a lost art, frankly, mostly because of some of the people and how they practice it. Speaking of around the world, the UK holding another election the 12th of next month. The legislation passed the House of Commons this week. As a matter of fact, they voted 438-20 for that bill that basically bypasses their current election law. See, this is what we could do here, Jennifer. We had enough people with courage. They could bypass some of our election laws, and maybe we could change some of the things that make it such a miserable...
Some states have been trying to do that, but they fight it up to the Supreme Court, and the Constitution is still the law of the land.
Well, there are a lot of things in the Constitution that maybe need to be looked at. Anyway, as far as Boris Johnson is concerned, I don't know whether it's us. Do we really care? I think it's important as a lesson. This is a teachable moment, frankly, not only with what's going on over there, but what's going on here as to how things actually work. Now, is this thing going to backfire on Johnson? I don't know.
He's taking a gamble. It might backfire. I don't know. He's trying to get more votes and more seats in the House. So if he does do that, then he'll be able to push through with his own Brexit plan. And if he doesn't, who knows? We might be back to square one.
Mm-hmm. Daylight savings time ends this weekend. Another nonsensical sort of tradition that means nothing anymore in reality, other than it's lighter in the morning and darker at night earlier. It's lighter earlier and it's darker earlier. So it was done because of our agrarian society, as many things in our system are still part of the old days of agrarian society. The school calendar, for example, that kind of stuff, that's all, it's a tribute, if you will. It's a throwback to what life used to be like in our country. Is it necessary to have daylight savings time? I don't think so. A lot of countries, states change. Countries are just ignoring it now or walking away from it.
Wasn't there a state last year that just took themselves out of the system?
Yeah.
No, California. I thought it was California.
Arizona.
I think it was Maine. It's either Maine or New Hampshire. I thought it was one of the New England states that said, no, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah,
well, they might have, but you know what? None of them have changed it. The only places that there are issues with the daylight savings is Arizona and Hawaii, I think, right now. But like in California last year, we passed the to end daylight savings. But what the bill was actually written to do, it says it just gives the state legislature the power to change it at some point down the road. So a lot of people are misled thinking they were going to vote and that it was going to end promptly. And now it's just basically in the hands of the state legislature whenever they want to. If they ever want to, they can change it.
Yep. I just don't think we need it anymore.
Nah, it's nonsense.
And when you look at the health ramifications for the spring ahead one, you know how we've had so many multiple guests on and doctors talking about the 5 days following the spring daylight savings is like the time when most people have heart attacks of any other time of the year. It's just unhealthy.
The deadliest day. Although there now I saw an article about the health benefits or the health. I guess, ramifications of getting the extra hour. Some people are saying not to take the extra hour. Some people think you should just avoid
it. What is an extra hour mean? You had a bunch of nonsense. Foolishness.
Because there's more darkness. So now there are stories about that, too.
Darkness during the day, because of 4, around here, 4 o'clock it gets dark. 4:30. Big power outages in your neck of the woods, Kara, and south of you. There are tons of homes today that are without power. There was a big storm that moved across the southeast yesterday, a big cold front. So a bunch of people are without power in Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, Maryland. Gusts of heavy wind. We had heavy winds here last night, but not 30 miles, 40 miles. A couple of trees came down, that sort of thing. But this is impactful, if you will. And other weather news focuses on the temperatures. It was 70 here yesterday. It'll be 50 here today. That kind of stuff. Now, you talk about what impacts people weather-wise or, and what gives you a cold, what causes people to get sick. This is the kind of stuff when you are out and you get warm and you take all your clothes off or the layers off, and then you expect the next day you go out and you're not prepared for it and you're not well-dressed, that can be a problem, much as anything else. So I think that's the reality.
It's time almost to dig out the winter coat. That's how cold it is.
Boo!
It's 47 degrees right now. It's freezing.
It's also November, Doug.
Yeah, that's true.
You're the one that likes to move the calendar forward.
That's true.
move myself to California. That's what I do. Sooner rather than later. All right, speaking of California fires.
I'm all bundled up. It was 48 degrees. Give me a break.
Oh, my God, no. Tell us it isn't so. What about the fires and how they're diminishing, it seems, but there's still a big impact on people and their power.
Yesterday, so we had the one that was burning around the Reagan Library, and I found out from someone at the Reagan Library, it was surrounded on three sides. It came within 10 feet of the Air Force One Pavilion.
Wow.
And it came down into their parking lot.
That's where the two of them are buried, on that side of the hill?
On that side of the hill, yeah. And that was one of the things that they were worried about is the remains, but they were okay.
I wouldn't be too worried about the remains at this point. They're not... They're 6 feet under, not going to likely
but
be
still
affected.
Historic, yeah, that's still, it's a big deal. Yeah. And he wanted his feet pushing out towards the ocean and all that. So I don't know. There's just something there. But anyway, so you have that one. The Easy Fire, now the mandatory evacuation. What?
I said
Doug
still
is
dead.
So... Yeah, I love how Doug always preaches how compassionate he is and empathetic.
I am compassionate. What do you have to worry about?
Situationally, you're compassionate, but obviously,
anyway,
you don't care. Poor President Reagan, his remains are just.
Cares.
Oh my God.
A lot of people there probably care. Firefighters were able to protect that structure. The Easy Fire, which is what that one was called, mandatory evacuation orders are lifted. The schools have been closed for a couple of days in this area, and I mean all the schools, and there are a lot, like multiple, Las Virgenes, Malibu, Simi Valley, Thousand Oaks, Caneo Valley, all of them were closed. So hopefully they'll be back in business again today. 1,700 acres have burned there. They did get, I think, the containment up to about 20%. The Getty fire is also about 40% contained, so that's good news. People were allowed back in their homes finally yesterday. But there were some new fires. And get this, there was one called the 46 fire in the Inland Empire that was actually started not by power lines, not by homeless encampments, but by a car chase. This is SoCalifornia. There was a car chase. Police were in pursuit of some people, and when the thing was over, the car crashed and sparked a huge fire that, like, burned down six houses and businesses, and two people were arrested. Evacuations there have been lifted. That containment is 50%. Then there was another fire in San Bernardino called the Hillside Fire. 18 homes that were damaged, six destroyed, and that's at 200 acres. Now, there's a new fire burning. This is the one that's getting the attention today. It's called the Maria Fire, and this one's near Santa Paula. If I know you like to know where that is, Dougie. If you take the 5 freeway north to the 126, the 126 connects the 5 and the 101. I know you like that.
Victoria loves it.
I love it because it just cracks me up, but I'm sure listeners are like, what?
I know. But at least he knows where it is. It's the it's kind of an agricultural area.
It
they
is.
Have
it's
like
OI. It's
honey tasting. Yeah, Ojai is. Oprah has a place up there. I mean, there's a lot of fancy people that have places.
Right. Yeah, it's north.
And very close to Simi Valley, by the way, where this fire was burning. I mean, so
that's wine country, right? Simi Valley?
No.
Simi Valley is not, no. But this one's already at 4,000 acres, so this one just blew up overnight. And so now that's where
maybe there's a brand of wine called Simi that I'm thinking of.
There is.
Yeah, there is.
Today.
There is, and that's from.
And here's a chance to use it. Today is the day for men to throw on an apron, sharpen those knife skills, and create an incredible evening meal for a loved one. It's National Men Make Dinner Day. How about that for being gender specific, ladies?
I love it. Does Jeff cook for you, Jen?
Yeah, he used to cook a lot more, and then when he napped me, then it stopped. I cook more now, but yeah, he used to.
What about Lewis? Is he cooking for you?
I've taught him to cook a few things. He couldn't even boil water, so it's been a long process. Well, he comes from a big Italian family, and they don't let the men folk cook. That's all the women do everything. So
Jeff's a pretty good cook, so I'm lucky there. Yeah.
Kara, who's cooking for you tonight?
Surprisingly, myself.
Really?
Yeah, I've got to do everything myself.
Uh-huh.
You could let Doug cook for you, Kara. You may or may not make it to the next morning.
I made a great... Oh, you'd love this. I made a great fish soup last night.
Of course. It had to be a soup. Nobody likes
I combined
soup.
A chicken soup with fish soup.
Actually, this is good. I might lose a couple pounds this weekend. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Because I'll throw everything up. So.
Megan's on her way here now, and she always loves it when I make dinner. She'll have... And then she'll look at me.
I'm sure she really loves it.
I'm good.
Uh-huh. She's like, oh, I love this, Dad.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And then
you
put it into a napkin.
Quick sports item here. It looks like Tom Brady didn't go to practice yesterday because he went out trick-or-treating with his kids dressed as a Star Wars stormtrooper. He had a Nerf gun, which he was using. A lot of jokes.
I'm sure he had a full helmet on, right? So you couldn't see who he was.
Oh, yeah. No, you couldn't see it was him.
Yeah.
He borrowed it from Gronk.
Right. There was a skeleton dressed up like Peyton Manning, and he apparently had some fun with that on one of the local roadways here. He was kind of cute, anyway. All right, what's on television quickly tonight, Jen? About one story.
Sunday, Showtime, The Affair Ends. That's a series finale, so you can check that one out on Sunday night. And tonight, so I'll give you one more. How about Couples Therapy, the season finale on Showtime?
All right.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Three after the hour, it's time for our weekly overview of the top five items that have affected or will affect you from the world of technology. And here to do her thing is Victoria Keelan, starting at number five. Let's move to number one. Number five, though, I think is something that I believe this is worth the time, because I think it's time that we make more of this issue. That's just my spin on it. But the issue is cruelty-free products.
Right.
That are, you know, you're not using animals to test your... I thought that was long gone, but apparently not.
No. Oh, no. Unfortunately, it is nowhere near being long gone. And so this new web browser, it's called Tribe. It is launched to help Amazon shoppers make cruelty-free purchases. It's a free tool, and it appears as a small box in the corner of the browser. So when a shopper clicks on an item on Amazon, then it will display the animal testing information on the product manufacturer. And so Tribe is currently in beta testing, and it's using all kinds of data from the Coalition for Consumer Information on Cosmetics, which is super important. If you don't want to have cosmetics that are tested on animals, you'll see a little leaping bunny logo. They have data from PETA, and they also have a lot of other companies who are trying to be more, you know, transparent. A lot of companies do independent third-party testing, and so you can find all those results through this little web browser. And I think this is great. A lot of people are on Amazon. Amazon has so many products. Amazon can't even keep track of what they have.
Yeah.
We've heard about all kinds of products that are frauds, and they're not even the real thing. So I think that Tribe is going to be, I think for people who are really conscious consumers, it's going to be a good breakthrough.
All right, number four, let's take a trip.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say to space. But yes, let's take a trip to space.
I was leaving that to you. I wanted people to be in suspense with my headline.
Oh, yes, you're very good at that. Virgin Galactic is Richard Branson's private space company, and it is the first private space company to go public on the New York Stock Exchange. That happened earlier this week. Virgin Galactic has a valuation now of $1.5 billion, and it will trade under the symbol SPCE, space. And so Branson actually, he just unveiled the new space suit that that you would wear if you are flying on Virgin Galactic. It's pretty cool. It's made by Under Armour. They have an interesting partnership together. It costs $250,000 per person, which actually, that's a lot of money, obviously, but it's not really that much when you consider you're flying to space and back. Yeah, and so 603 customers are on the waiting to fly list.
And
so
that's
far.
Why the stock was valued, because of the number of people who are waiting to spend that kind of dough.
Yep.
And by the way, with that, just as an anecdotal sidebar, Richard Branson's wealth nears $4 billion because of he owned 51% of the stock in this company when it went public. So now he's he needs a couple extra bucks. So there it is.
It does, yep.
Perfect. Number three, Instagram removing all filters that are associated with any kind of plastic surgery. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, this is a really important one. If you're on it, if your kids or young women are on Instagram, there's so many things that already are up, that we're up against as women, especially, and this also affects men and especially young guys too. The pressures to look Instagrammable and to live up to the standards that are set by celebrities on Instagram, that's bad enough. But to have all these plastic surgery filters to make it look like you've had plastic surgery, to make it look like you're about to have plastic surgery, all of those filters are now going to be gone. And so Instagram has said that anyone under 18 is blocked from viewing any of this content. That was the first thing they did. It also blocks anyone who's under 18 from seeing diet supplements and detox teas, which have become, unfortunately, very popular with celebrities pushing those. So I think this is a positive thing that Instagram's doing for the younger users.
All right, let's see if you think this is positive. AT&T changes its plan and what you pay.
Yeah, if you're an AT&T customer, I woke up to an email this morning saying, hey, we've changed your plan for you, and we raised your rate $10 a month. So I'm going to be having a conversation with AT&T later today. And if you are an AT&T wireless customer, you might want to do the same thing. They've got three new unlimited plans. Some things are tweaked, some things are better, some things are worse. But definitely check out. This all begins November 3rd. So make sure that you've got your plan in place before then, or else they're going to make the changes for you.
All right, number one is Apple and their announcement this week.
Yep, big news from Apple. They've got noise-canceling AirPods, and they are on sale now for $249. And what they do, it's kind of cool, they automatically sense the noise that's around you, and then it's called Adaptive EQ. It automatically tunes the music to the shape of your ear and automatically blocks out all of the ambient noise around you. Very cool.
All right, there it is, the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.